This weekend, the country of Brazil heads to the polls to elect a new president. The frontrunner and heavy favorite is a man named Jair Bolsonaro. His candidacy and his country find themselves at a divisive point in history, something many Americans can relate to. This is TikTok. I'm Dave Myers. Joining me today here in New York is Bloomberg's Sao Paulo bureau chief, Julia Leite. Julia, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Why is Bolsonaro such a controversial politician?
Well, he's had no shortage of controversial statements, right? He has said he had his only daughter in a moment of weakness. He has made some disparaging comments against blacks, against people from Brazil's northeast. So you can really kind of pick and choose. He always says, you know, he's being taken out of context and he was only joking. And, he's not the politically correct politician. And that's what he rides on.
But not politically correct. I mean, I've heard some of these comments he's made about if he had a son who was homosexual. I've heard some of the comments he's made about women and rape. And so he's extremely controversial, yet he's extremely popular, isn't he?
He is. And even among women, he was not scoring poorly with women, at least in the first round for the votes. He had, I believe, the biggest number of women voters was to Bolsonaro.
So how do we explain why he's so popular?
So Bolsonaro's main message is public security, right? Brazil is an extremely violent country. We've had, I think in the last, or in 2017, there were something like 64,000 people murdered. So it is really a day-to-day thing. And everybody is worried about it. You're worried you're going to get robbed. And it is kind of permeating the whole spectrum of society. So he really campaigned hard on that. And we are going to make sure you're safe, you're a good citizen, upstanding citizen. So you're going to be safe in our government, be it with more loose gun control so you can defend yourself, or with a stronger police who he says he will give bonuses to if they kill more people. So wow. That really, I think, is one of the main things that explains how popular he is, and also just how tired Brazilians are of the corruption and the recession. It has been a few very hard years for the Brazilian economy and for Brazilians.
So you talked about that violence and how he's tapped into that violence. And he's been a victim of that violence himself during this campaign, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
What happened?
He was at a rally in a city in the state of Minas Gerais, which is one of the biggest, most populous states in Brazil. And he was stabbed in the stomach. And at first, there was a lot of video going around. Bolsonaro really and his supporters use a lot of social media. And there was a video around it. It wasn't really clear what happened. His son initially said, no, he's fine. He just took six stitches. And then a few minutes later, we realized it was actually a pretty serious wound. There was a picture of him in the operating table. He was in surgery for a few hours. And he still hasn't fully recovered from that wound, right? He was stabbed in the stomach. And I won't go into the medical details here, but he's still recovering. He hasn't participated in any more debates or any more public rallies. He's been doing a lot of Facebook lives and things and very short meetings with his supporters.
So you mentioned it just a moment ago about where this country is right now. Break it down a little more for me about the history that this country has when it comes to politics and also the state of the economy right now.
Let's go back to the last election, which was 2014. You had the Workers' Party versus the PSDB, which is one of the most traditional parties in Brazil. And the candidate for the Workers' Party, Dilma Rousseff, was up for re-election. She won by a very narrow margin. She had campaigned on a platform that once she took office again, she kind of, especially economically, she kind of switched and said, no, let's fix public accounts, brought in a finance minister with credentials. The market was very happy with her finance minister. But she couldn't really get those things passed in Congress, right? Congress was against her and approving spending and eventually approving her impeachment request. So Dilma was impeached in 2016, and her VP, Michel Temer, took over and then started implementing a lot of austerity measures and brought in a new finance minister again, who the markets loved, and a central banker who the markets loved. And in the middle of all of this, there was the car wash corruption scandal, which isn't officially why Dilma got impeached. She got impeached because she was tampering with fiscal accounts, with government accounts. But it is a massive scandal that took down a lot of politicians, a lot of businessmen, and including Lula, the former president, and who was Dilma's own mentor and who actually got her elected to the presidency in the first place.
So where is Bolsonaro in all of that over the past 4 years?
So Bolsonaro has been a congressman for 30 years, almost. So he has been in Congress, and he is still from a small party and has been from smaller parties. So he never got involved in corruption scandals. He hasn't been cited. He's been he has been targeted by some accusations, but mostly tied to his comments and on race and on rape, mostly. But he presents himself exactly like that, right? The politician who is not corrupt and who is new and who will break this scheme of corruption that runs Brazilian politics. Because that, after 4 years of seeing it on the news every day, bags of money and lavish houses and lavish cars with politicians and politicians being arrested, everyone is a little tired, and what they want is somebody that will end this kind of systemic problem that is in that that corruption has become in Brazilian politics.
All politicians have a stump speech where they go out there and they speak to their crowd and they say, I'm going to do this and I believe in that. What does Bolsonaro say? What does he believe in? What does he say he's going to do?
Mostly he says, I am going to keep you safe. You are going to be, you know, not afraid to go out on the street. And I am going to end corruption. Like, you are not going to have corrupt politicians anymore. This, I am new and I'm different and we need to start over. And his main message, and it's the name of his ticket, it's Brazil above everyone and God above all.
So you're saying he's so popular, he's presumably going to be the next president after the elections on Sunday. Mm-hmm. What does Brazil look like with a president Bolsonaro?
That's a great question. We don't exactly know that yet, right? We know that Congress is probably getting ready to loosen up gun controls, which is something that Bolsonaro has campaigned hard for, something his children, who are also lawmakers, have campaigned hard for. So that is one thing that we might see very soon. In terms of economic policy, Bolsonaro himself has a very different history compared to his chosen finance minister, who is a very liberal, let's do a small state and sell off state-run companies and do wide pension reform, like a wide-ranging pension reform. So we'll have to see. There's been a lot of questions, or there were a lot of questions in the market on how long this alliance would last because they think so differently. For now, it looks like he is going to go with the economic proposals, but we'll have to see on January 1st when he takes office.
You talked about a candidate who is a straight talker, who is not afraid to say things that maybe past politicians would have said, someone who's a controversial person and an outsider. When you talk about all those things, is there a parallel you see between Brazil politics and a U.S. politician?
I think you can make that connection, and I think even Bolsonaro himself makes that connection, right? He has liked to be compared to Trump, and I think his son has, you know, Trump figurines in his office. So you can definitely make a connection there, and also to other sort of conservative politicians that you're seeing rise throughout the world, right? And even what you're seeing with Brexit.
You're talking about the pictures from his son's office that we had in the Bloomberg Businessweek edition that show guns, a bobblehead figure of Ronald Reagan, and a bobblehead figure of Donald Trump, right?
Holding a gun. Yes.
Julia, do we have a Jair Bolsonaro, likely next president of Brazil, without a President Donald Trump?
I think it's hard to say if Bolsonaro would have as much of a platform if he didn't have the Trump comparison. Not that American politics plays an outsized role in Brazil, but it does give it more of a feeling of a global move towards conservatism.
Julia, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Make sure to follow Julia on Twitter. She's at Julia Leachy. That's the TikTok for today. Thanks for listening, and please head on over to iTunes and let us know what you think. I'm Dave Myers. You can follow me on Twitter at David F. Myers, and you get all your updates 24/7 at TikTok.